You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Punt Podcast ahead of the FA Cup fourth round this weekend. Dave Kellner, Lee Phelps, Derek McGovern, all here with you, ready to dissect seven matches. We're going to do the live televised games and the two fixtures that are all Premier League clashes this weekend. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Derek McGovern. Derek!
How are we doing, chaps? So looking forward to this weekend. It's always a highlight of the month, isn't it, the FA Cup?
We love this. I was speaking to a Newcastle fan. He says it's his worst weekend of the season because they're never in action. Never playing in the fourth round.
At least they don't lose.
That's a fair point.
I love the FA Cup. William Hill is the official betting partner.
Yeah.
I think it's best cup competition around.
This is what he's like nowadays, Derek. When he was a freelancer, he was never like this, but now he's a permanent employee of William Hill. Every opportunity to bleed blue and gold, he takes it.
Typical. I mean, you go on about the romance of the FA Cup, and the only thing I can think of is that there is romance, because every romance I've ever been in has cost me bundles, and so has the FA Cup.
very good. Let's get stuck into this weekend then, chaps, and we start with the Friday night game, which is a 7:55 kickoff. Derby versus Manchester United first up. 11-4 Derby to win this game, Derek. The draw 9-4 and Manchester United 19-20. Enhanced odds, Chris Martin to score and Derby to win is 8-1. Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win 3-1. Whether Louis van Gaal will be in attendance is open to question at the moment, Derek, because after that game against Southampton at the weekend, where again they were abysmal, he apparently offered his resignation to the board. Ed Woodward, in his infinite wisdom, told him to sleep on the decision and he went back to the Netherlands for a nap. And whether or not he's going to still be manager by the time this game rolls around, it looks like he is going to be, Derek.
Well, I think he'd have gone now, wouldn't he? If he was not going to be around for Saturday, he'd have gone now. He'd have offered to resign, and had they any sense, they'd have accepted. But why on earth would you want to keep Flatface in the job? The way he's ruined what was a world-class club, absolutely ruined it. I mean, I would suggest that the ruination began when in Fergie's last season. But David Moyes did nothing to stop it. But Van Gaal, I mean, the signings he's made, the regime he's imposed there, the players not playing for him, he's just been an absolute disaster for Man United. And I'm looking at these prices here, and I'm trying to work out how anybody could make a case for them at odds on against a side that could very well be in the Championship next season. The only crumb of comfort if you're a United fan is Derby's recent form. Well, their last match, they got pulverised 4-1 at Burnley. That said, by all accounts, I didn't see the game, but they were pretty tasty in the first half, and things just went wrong in a 10-minute spell for them. I have to go for Derby here. There's a worry that Derby might think this is a game too far for us. We want to concentrate on promotion, but it's at home to Man United, live on TV on a Friday night. I don't think there's going to be any easing up by them. There's more likely to be easing up by United. I'm going to have to go for Derby here, but it is a tough one to kick off the weekend with.
11-4 Derby, Derek's selection. Manchester United won just 7 of 22 matches, scored less than a goal on average in that run as well. They've got just 21 goals in 22 games. Disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, but this is away from home where they are much better. Those stats are slightly misleading, and they score more goals away from home, 24 and 16 in all competitions. And we've seen recently that the goals aren't as hard to come by for Man United away from home as they are at Old Trafford, where as we know it's turgid stuff, isn't it? It's almost like the shackles are off a little bit more when they're away from home. Scored 3 at Newcastle, obviously beat Liverpool 1-0, scored at Bournemouth, scored in the Champions League. They were scoring plenty away from home. Only failed to score on the travels 3 times this season. That was at Arsenal, at Palace and at Stoke. They've scored in the rest of those games. And I think they'll score against Derby County. Derby County as well, by the way, one of the best scorers at home in the Championship. Fourth in that table, scored 24 goals in the 14 games, letting in 12. And they're pretty high on the shots on target table as well, fourth in that behind Hull, Middlesbrough, Burnley. So I think we will see goals here. I think it might be an opportunity for the Man United players to kind of not feel as under pressure as they do at home in front of those nasty Man United fans who boo them at every twist and turn. This Man United team, by the way, who, as Derek describes, are absolutely shocking, abysmal. He's ruining them. Fifth in the Premier League, ahead of Liverpool, way ahead of Chelsea, who, let's be honest, Hiddink isn't doing anything really to turn the season around. Not doing that bad a job, to be honest with you. If Tottenham fade, as they usually do, and Man United improve, as they could do, then they're only 5 points behind. It's not the end of the world for Man United. They're making out that they're Chelsea. Chelsea fans have got something to complain about, but they seem to be, you know, happy with their lot this season now. I don't think Man United are quite as bad as Derek's making out. You might shout surprise, surprise, but obviously they're not that impressive at home. Away from home, they are. There's a bit I like here, which I agree with Derek. I don't really want to be touching Man United at odds on anywhere, barring maybe like a League Two club, League One. But I do like the Man United to score over 1.5 goals at 23-20. I think we will see goals in the
game.
Not
in the first half, though.
No, not in the first half.
Although, your only hope is it'll be a third half.
Although the first half goals have been flying in, you know, for Man United away from home, haven't they? You know, that 3-3 with Newcastle game, it was busy in the first half. But no, over 1.5 in the match for Man United at 23-20. The actual match goals, just the flat over 2.5s. I looked at the over 2.5 and it's 6-5. And I thought, if this Derby County team like to attack, they've got goal scorers. I mean, you know, you look at some of the players they've got in their ranks this season who've been, you know, doing well for them. The likes of Vyman, who've got Premier League experience. You know, Tom Ince, who everyone raves about. Chris Martin, of course, who scores for fun in the Championship. So they have got goal scorers in their ranks. 6-5 for over 2.5. I quite like that. Nick Blackman's another one, of course, who they've got in the ranks. Darren Bent as well. They've got some talented players in this team who are a little bit better than Championship, but maybe not quite Premier League level.
Okay. Derby 11-4, the draw 9-4, and Manchester United 19-20. That match kicks off the FA Cup weekend. It continues with Colchester versus Tottenham, a Saturday 12:45, and Colchester 13-2. To win this game, the draw 18-5 and Tottenham in the betting at 7-20. Enhanced odds, Chris Porter to score and Colchester to win is 16-1. And Heung-min Son to score and Tottenham to win in the betting at 6-4. This should, Lee, be pretty straightforward for Spurs. They've been very solid away from home, having won 6 and drawn 3 of their last 9 away from White Hart Lane in all competitions. And they showed their backbone against Palace last weekend, coming from a goal down to win 3-1. And Dele Alli's goal was an absolute cracker. He scored some key goals for Spurs this season, chipping in when maybe Harry Kane hasn't produced. And Spurs, they are 7-20 to win this game, but they should win it.
Yes,
comprehensively as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Colchester, you're looking for a lower league team who are full of confidence, who can sniff an upset, who haven't got anything else to play for other than maybe getting a run in the FA Cup, having a scout that they can take. Colchester aren't that team, are they, by the looks of things? You know, rock bottom of League One. They've conceded plenty of goals. 25 goals they've conceded at home in 14 matches. Have scored 21 as well, so, you know, they do have a bit of a go. But this isn't a team who I think should trouble Tottenham. Unless Tottenham really do take their eye off the ball and unless the manager really does weaken down, I don't see why he should do that, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, look, Tottenham may have pretensions of going for the title yet. They certainly have got their eyes on a top four spot. But I don't think weakening down at this point would do them any good. I think maintaining the momentum that they got is what they need to do. I think they'll win this comfortably, to be honest with you. They obviously got through against Leicester in the end, in the FA Cup version of their trilogy that they had. And, you know, the team they put out there wasn't weakened down. It was a respectable team. He might rest Kane. And I think that's where the interesting thing comes here. Kane is 13-20 to score at any time. Every other Tottenham goal scorer is odds against. 21-20 for Son, as you mentioned in the enhanced odds.
I like that because he was influential in that game against Leicester.
Good player. Yeah, and he's busy and he's a strong front man who might get the better of Colchester. Dele Alli scored a wonder goal, didn't he? 7-5 to score in this one. The likes of Eriksen, 6-4. Lamella, 6-4. So there's a few players around here. Eric Dier, maybe? 5-1. Yeah, he hasn't scored for a while.
Well, I think Toby Alderweireld is the man.
5-1 as well.
Coming up from corners, he is sensational in the air.
And I suppose you're looking at players like that. If Tottenham do get, you know, stuck into Colchester and are, you know, two or three goals up, maybe, then, you know, it might be that they could get a couple of goals. I like the -2 at 5-2. I think that's a cracking bet. -1 is 19-20 for a Premier League team to beat the bottom team in League One by two clear goals. Is 19-20? That looks a tremendous bet. I'm going to be greedy and go -2 here, though.
Yeah, -2, 5-2, -1, Tottenham in the betting at 19-20. We've been saying all season long, Derek, there's something about this Tottenham team under Mauricio Pochettino. They have definitely got a different kind of spirit to previous Spurs sides.
Yeah, well, the opposite of what Spurs should be. Spurs are always full of, you know, glamour, but no spine. And now they've got, you know, a real solid spine, and not so much of the glamour, I think. I look at the team, and I've said many times, it lacks stardust to me, but they don't half get the job done. And yet, Lee's right, that quote will be almost even money to beat Colchester by more than one goal. That looks an absolute gift. Manna from heaven. I mean, it's not as if Colchester are playing well. They haven't won in 14 matches. The new manager, listening to his comments when they got beat 3-0 at the weekend by Scunthorpe, I think it was, it looked as though, Kevin Keane, I think it is, he sounded as though he just couldn't think where the next result is going to come from. They haven't won in 14 games. It's just a gift for Tottenham. And I like what you said there, Dave, about the scorers. Son is one of those fellas that comes in for games like this. Tottenham always seems to be televised for it, and he always seems to do the business. In fact, I'd go as far as to say, Son always shines on TV.
Hey!
I like him being at odds against the score in this one. And Lee's right to have reservations about Kane. He might not play. But there are three teams in the Cup this weekend. They're around a 1-3 mark. Premier League, big Premier League teams against token opposition. And of the three, the one I like best, Chelsea are the same price at MK Dons on the, I think it's Monday night, or Sunday rather. And Arsenal are the one that might slip up, but we'll come to that shortly. But yeah, Tottenham with a minus a goal at just under evens.
19-20. If you are looking for a Colchester goal scorer, by the way, Macaulay Bonn has scored 4 goals in the FA Cup this season. No player has scored more in the competition to date. Mm. And I maybe expected a bit of a bigger prize, but he's 100-30 to get on the score sheet, Macaulay Bonn. So do look at him for Colchester. Both Derek and Lee going for Spurs. Derek going -1, Lee going -2 in that matchup. On to Liverpool versus West Ham, which is 5:30 on Saturday evening. And Liverpool are 8-11 to win this game. The draw in the market at 5-2. West Ham 17-5. Enhanced odds, Christian Benteke to score and Liverpool to win 3-1. Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win 10-1. Derek, your boys were lucky on Tuesday night against Stoke at home at Anfield. I thought Stoke outplayed them for large periods of that match.
Yep, the large period being the 120 minutes. I can't believe how badly, every time I watch Liverpool, they seem to get worse. And people will say, well, hang on, they've won the last two games. Well, they haven't. They beat Norwich at the weekend. But let's not forget, they might be in the Capital One Cup final, but they lost fair and square at home to Stoke. And I don't see why they're not going to lose this either. I think West Ham are a better side than Liverpool. They showed in the first match that you know, they're going to give the FA Cup a bit of a run. It was against Wolves, wasn't it? I think they dispatched him with a minimum of fuss. And I just don't see. I can't understand if Slaven Bilic was to weaken down here. I would have to ask questions. Would have to be asked. Why are you doing that? This competition is easily winnable this season, the FA Cup, and West Ham have got very, very good credentials. And if they get past Liverpool, which I think they will, I mean, it's game on for them. 17-5 to beat Liverpool. That's a massive price for West Ham. Don't forget, they went to Anfield earlier in the season and won 3-0. Easily beat Liverpool. And Liverpool have gone backwards since then. West Ham, I would suggest, have advanced, have improved. So hammers for me all day long.
And they beat them in January as well. They're looking for the hat-trick over Liverpool. Yeah. Beat them 2-0.
Well, beat them fair and square then as well, didn't they? Yep.
Liverpool are... it's entertaining being a Liverpool fan at the moment anyway, because you got that 5-4 against Norwich last weekend in which some of the defending was abysmal. And then, of course, on Tuesday night came through, as we mentioned, on penalties against Stoke City. Just before we head over to Lee, Derek, the one thing that stood out for me there was Alberto Moreno defensively He's I think he's shot to bits. He's never in
I
position.
I thought you were going to say something else.
He's good going forward, but he's clueless in terms of positional sense.
You see, that's the thing. I don't see he's that good going forward either. I don't think he gives anything, Alberto Moreno. I think he seems to be well liked by the cop for his personality more than his ability on the field. And it was interesting to hear Jamie Carragher's comments on Sky the other night. He couldn't really hide his sort of disaffection for Moreno, you know, the way he plays. And he's dead right. I don't think he gives the team anything, and I can't imagine he'll be in the team for much longer because he's going backwards. The more I look at this, you know. By the way, the penalties, when it went to penalties, the commentators in Sky were going on about Stoke having the advantage for any number of reasons. But Liverpool were obviously long odds on favourite once they went to penalties because their manager's a German, so they weren't going to lose that.
They've got a great record in penalty shootouts, haven't they, as
11,
well, Liverpool?
11 of their last 13 now. Yeah. But Stoke had won 5 from 5 going into that one. Mm.
Lee, how do you see this fixture, Liverpool versus West Ham? West Ham looking for the hat-trick against Liverpool this season. Haven't conceded against them either.
I tend to agree with pretty much everything Derek said there. I think it's a big price for West Ham, 17-5. Just to add to what Derek said as well about Bilic, I was keen to delve a little bit deeper into Bilic's mindset. This is before the game that you were talking about, the third-round clash with Wolves, Derek. He said that he would prefer to win the FA Cup over qualification for the Champions League. Because I quote, it is a cup. With a cup, I can hold it up, get in the Champions League. I have to buy a magazine to show the league table and shout, look where we are, look where we are. The proof is silverware, so I prefer to win the FA Cup and then finish 5th or 6th. The FA Cup special, there was a stage before they changed the format of the Champions League when the cup was good, because through the cup, you'd qualify for the Cup Winners' Cup and only the league champions would go through to the European Cup. They changed it and made it the Champions League. Suddenly, it was more important to finish in the top 3 or 4 than to win the cup. But in England, the FA Cup for me never lost its value. I read it all out because this isn't a manager who's just paying lip service to something. Yep. This is a manager who's thought about it and believes in what he's saying. Klopp put out a bunch of kids in the last round. If he does anything like that and West Ham go full strength, 17-5, huge.
We're all going to want to nap West Ham this weekend. That's
I've
the
got
problem.
My nap.
Oh, have you? Already
Tottenham
written
minus
down.
One.
Okay. 17-5 West Ham to win that game. Liverpool 8-11, the draw 5-2.
And you've got to come to me first because you haven't come to me first for ages.
Both Derek and Lee going with West Ham to win it at 17-5. On to Sunday's live televised fixtures. Carlisle versus Everton is first up. Carlisle are 11-2, the draw 7-2, and Everton in the betting at 2-5. Qualification prices, Carlisle to qualify 4-1, and Everton to qualify is 1-7. We're recording this podcast before Wednesday's Capital One Cup clash between Everton and Manchester City. But Lee, it shouldn't have much influence on this match. And Everton, as you would expect, long odds on to beat Carlisle. And their record in the FA Cup in the last few seasons has been pretty decent as well. They've progressed in their last 8 FA Cup ties against lower league opposition, scoring 26 goals in the process and conceding just 5. And they've reached the 5th round in each of the last 6 seasons. And they are the best team in the Premier League as well, so they should be winning the Cup.
Don't you start as well.
It had to come, didn't it? Yeah, I've got a sour taste in my mouth about Everton. I thought I was going to, despite all the kind of arguments about Everton, I thought I was going to get that nap when Swansea scored. Oh, they really hurt me. So I can't back them here. They've done what's it called?
Irreversible.
Irreversible. I don't know. Yeah,
irreparable.
Irreparable damage, that was the word I was looking for. What I'm looking at here is, you know, given that Everton, you know, aren't the greatest team defensively. And, you know, when I was listening...
That's an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah. When I was listening to the commentary, on Talk Sport for the Everton game, and it was difficult to listen to for a number of reasons, not least my nap losing. But one of the things that that Stan Cullimore said, which was kind of one of the few things that I agreed with that he said, was that this Everton team, maybe because of the manager and how he almost says, you know, these are young players, let them make their own mistakes, it's fine, don't matter. Stan Cullimore said they believe they're better than they are at the moment. the likes of Stones, is going to be a fantastic player. But he thinks he's there already, Stan Collymore said. And I kind of see what he means in a sense. And I wonder if going to a club like Carlisle, if they have got those delusions of grandeur, or if they do think they're a little bit better than they actually are, because the manager keeps saying that it's the most talented young team in the Premier League and all the rest of it. I wonder if we could get some goals here, for you know, at least one goal here for Carlisle. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Everton. No, I'm not interested at 2-5. The Everton to win and both teams to score at 9-5 makes some appeal here, because I think Everton could win, but I do think they could concede, because once again, if Stones plays, he'll be messing about with the ball in the area on a bobbly pitch, and you know, trying to play it through his legs and do like Cruyff turns, get rid of the ball. You know what I mean? Do that first. You know, do that. Earn the right to be able to play like Franz Beckenbauer, and then we'll go, oh yeah, brilliant, you're a fantastic player. You know, do the job first. Make sure that the opposition don't get easy chances to score. There's a few players, you know, who are worth looking at in terms of goals for Carlisle, but Abeira is the one who's their leading scorer in the league at the minute. He's been in good nick recently. He's 9-5 to score any time, but rather than picking a goal scorer, I'll just go for the Everton to win and both to score at 9-5.
That served you on... No, apologies, it didn't serve you well last
week.
No, it
didn't serve you well at all, but this is at League One Carlisle.
I can see that landing this time. 9-5, Everton to win the game and both teams to score.
That is the kiss of death
in this match. I was glancing through those manager markets, Derek, because no one seems to be talking about Roberto Martinez being under that much pressure still.
Why would it be? He's going to win the title next year.
He's 20-1 to be the next manager to leave his post. I see no manager to leave has come into 6-1 now, and obviously Van Gaal is still pretty long odds on at 4-11. Martinez is living on borrowed time, in my opinion.
No, I disagree.
You seem to be there for the long haul.
Yeah, I don't think, I can't see, he's not a sacking chairman anyway, is he, Bill Kenwright? Or, no. You know, supposedly, no. I don't think he's in any danger. But yeah, no managers to go now is looking the best, isn't it? Was it 14-1 last week we were talking about?
Yeah, we were a couple of weeks ago, I think it was 14-1.
You need to hope Van Gaal can come back from Holland in a grumpy mood. The one thing, I thought you would go for that, Derek, and say, yeah, Martinez goes, then Mourinho takes over and then they win the title. I thought that was the master plan.
Yeah.
To get rid of Martinez and get someone in who can manage a defence.
Well, the defence will get there. It will get there. I mean, they've got Jagielka just come back from injury, and they've got John Stones. Now, it's not... You know, come this summer, they may be England's two centre-halves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
they've got two fantastic full-backs as well. So, you know, the big improvement is to come, isn't it? Definitely. And it was interesting what Gareth Barry was saying after the defeat by Swansea. He was saying, yeah, you know, we're all a bit down, but we've got the kind of team that can go on a run from now to the end of the season. And maybe top four's out of it, but top six and the title next. I'm sure he said the title.
What? Oh, that is confidence, isn't it? Where's this run going to come from?
Derek,
they won 3-14 at home.
Do you know when you mentioned about Everton, possibly you're thinking about backing them next year for the... Obviously a big prize for the title, Derek, next year.
Yeah, they'll be favourites, I reckon.
Someone said on Twitter, you're becoming a parody of yourself.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. It's harsh, isn't it?
I'm parodying of myself. That is harsh, isn't it? There's no coming back from that.
Did you see like that? You wouldn't have seen this day, but last night there was a fantastic, just on the subject of Twitter, there was a tweet from the one and only Kanye West, who tweeted, "This is not the album of the year, this is album of the life." And I retweeted it saying, Derek McGovern must be writing his tweets. That's like your bets of the season. This is the bet of all time. Brilliant, love it.
He's great, as Kanye. You know, getting back to this game, do you not think it's important how Everton get on Wednesday night against City? I mean, should they qualify for Wembley and a derby match with Liverpool in the Capital One Cup? Will the impetus go off them a little bit?
Maybe. I hadn't thought of it like that, but perhaps.
Well, they're going to win, aren't they?
Yeah.
Best team in the league.
You see, in the last round, they played Dagenham also from League Two, although a lot lower than Carlisle, and polished them off easily. They played a few second stringers as well, and they easily won. There was a big gulf in class. Now, there'll obviously be a big gulf in class as well. I mean, Carlisle went back to their own home ground last weekend for the first time since, you know, Storm Desmond left in underwater, and they couldn't even beat York, who were bottom of the League Two, 1-1 it was. If Everton pull out a decent side, I think there'll be a cakewalk for them. And I noticed that their odds against to win by more than one goal, I've got to go for that. I'm just going to trust in Martinez to put out a proper side.
Okay. Similar bet to the Tottenham one. It's not a double that either, is it?
No.
Everton, you know what I mean? Everton minus 123 to 20.
Was it 19-20 for Tottenham? Yeah. That looks a nice double for the FA Cup. Don't get great. Oh, it does look nice, that.
This is the round for shocks, though, isn't it? I think we forget that. The last few seasons, we've had some huge shocks in the fourth round.
It was Chelsea, wasn't it? Yeah,
Chelsea, Bradford. We've had a couple, though. I can't remember them offhand here, but
I can't expect
the top of my head. But we have had a few in the fourth round. People are saying that the fourth round's the round for shocks rather than the third round.
So the
nowadays.
Fourth round's the new third round.
It's the new third round, precisely. Yeah. MK Dons versus Chelsea is next. Sunday, 4 o'clock. MK Dons 15-2. The draw 7-2. Chelsea 1-3. Enhanced odds. Dean Bodic to score and MK Dons to win is 25-1. And Oscar to score and Chelsea to win is in the betting at 5-2. Derek, earlier on in the podcast, Lee said that it's Chelsea fans that should be upset and things aren't changing under Gus Hiddink, but they're unbeaten in their last 8 competitive matches now. They've won 4 of those and drawn 4. I think things are starting to turn for Chelsea, and that win at the Emirates on Sunday, albeit in a match where they were helped out immeasurably by Per Mertesacker's sending off, yet another win against the Gunners for Chelsea, but they've started to rack a few results together.
Yeah, they looked like the Chelsea of old, didn't they? I know it was against 10 men for a large portion, but not back to the best, but getting there. And that's followed a few reasonable results as well. So this isn't the Chelsea of before Christmas. This is a different Chelsea. And you know, what makes it so sweeter for punters here, looking at the 1-3 and licking their lips? In fact, they should be licking my lips as well. That's what it is. It's the fact that Chelsea have got nothing else to play for. They've got the Champions League coming. They ain't going to win that, but it's not coming up for a while yet anyway. They've got to concentrate on this. And they're meeting aside MK Dons, who are in free fall. Really, really struggling right now. Lost to Bolton 3-1. Not many teams are losing to Bolton, but Dons managed it last weekend 3-1. And they're meeting Chelsea at the wrong time here. 1-3. I think it's just it is buying money.
Okay. Yeah. I tend to agree. You know who's going to come good in this game?
Who?
Eden Hazard.
Oh, right.
He's going to come good in this game. I think he will, because he's not been playing in the league, as he came on as a substitute against Arsenal, and I thought he looked quite lively in that 15 minutes, as if he fancied it again. Mm. And Diego Costa's been better under Gus Hiddink. It was always going to get better for Costa. Once Mourinho left, you felt that those two had a little bit of a falling out. He scored 6-6 under Gus Hiddink now, having only got 4-21 before Hiddink took charge of Chelsea. Mm. Chelsea 1-3, Healy.
Yeah, I agree with Derek. Again, maybe another one of those minus one bets. It's the shortest of the three that we've talked about, but I think it's 17-20 minus one here for Chelsea. MK Dons, they've had a couple of shellackings at home. They lost 5-0 to Burnley in the league, lost 6-0 to Southampton in the League Cup back in September. I know it's a little bit of time ago, but I think that just shows maybe the limitation in that, you know, that have they got the ability to cope with a team who move the ball around, who are talented, who can get behind them. Look, they've had some good results as well. I mean, they beat Blackburn 3-0 and they beat Northampton 3-0 in the last round of the FA Cup. But I agree with you guys. I mean, I think it's a case of looking at the team news, picking a goal scorer. Whether that is, I mean, it costs us even money to score away, a defence that has been leaking goals.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he's even money. But you're right. I mean, looking Hazard, Willian's an old favourite, isn't he? 19-10 from a set piece. You know, he's been fantastic this season. One of the shining lights of Chelsea's poor season so far. So yeah, Chelsea to win. If you want to pair it with the goal scorer, I'd go Willian. But the minus one, minus two again would be there for me.
Okay, Chelsea minus one or minus two in the match. Chelsea minus one, 17-20. Minus two is 12-5. So far we're going for some pretty decent wins for the Premier League opposition against lower.
Yeah, and people might say we do a top flight podcast and we're being a little bit biased. But I just think, as Derek said, I think MK Dons are running into Chelsea at the wrong time. I think Tottenham are a talented team at a very poor culture, who've got better things to think about. You know, and what was the other one we were
Everton
talking about?
Carlisle, wasn't
yeah, Everton
it?
Carlisle. I mean, Everton are talented and should bounce back, you know, against the Carlisle team who, as Derek said, have had some problems at home, and it looks like a treble, that, doesn't it? Minus
yeah,
one treble.
It does.
Let's look at the two games that are all Premier League ties but not televised this weekend then. Crystal Palace versus Stoke, first of all. This is 3 p.m. on Saturday. And Crystal Palace are 5-4 to win the game. The draw 2-1 and Stoke 11-5. Enhanced odds, Emmanuel Adebayor in there. Him to score and Crystal Palace to win 4-1. And Marma Biram Diouf to score and Stoke City to win in the betting at 8-1. Interesting match this, Lee, because I remember a podcast maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, you suggested that Alan Pardew probably focused on the Cup this season. But it is difficult to switch form on and off, and they're definitely going through a lull at the moment, Palace. They've been poor recently.
Yeah, well, again, I don't think they have been, you know, that poor. They've not been terrible, but they're getting nothing out of games. You know, it's just like you see the bare result and you think, God, wow, another one's gone. But, you know, when you watch them play, there's some good play in there, and he looks a bit exasperated that he's maybe not getting, you know, his team is not getting the rub of the green at the moment. Lost 3-1 to Tottenham. You know, until Harry Kane scored, after the hour mark, you know, they were winning, they were having chances, you know, they could have gone 2 up, you know, before Kane scored. Then Ali gets his wonder goal and the game's, you know, done and dusted by then anyway. So I don't think it's shocking. Even the 4-0 defeat by Man City are good and they finished the chances, but Crystal Palace had chances. They need someone to stick the ball in the back of the net. Obviously, that's why they've brought Adebayor in. I guess the question is, how does Stoke react from a long night, you know, at Anfield and the disappointment? Yeah, you know, their away form shows, you know, 2 wins in the last 6, the 4-3 win at the Premier League Champions of next year, and then the 2-1 win at Donny Rovers in the Cup. I find this a struggle to pick a winner in this, if I'm being honest. I want to go with Crystal Palace. I think the tails will be up a bit more, and right. I think they'll probably have they will be a bit more focused on the Cup. I mean, Adebayor, I've got no love for Adebayor whatsoever, but, you know,
he's a lazy so-and-so, isn't he?
But the spotlight on him, he tends to play better at the start of his, you know, career at clubs.
Oh, he definitely does that.
2-1 to score at any time. Do you know what? I'm going to go for that.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. I've not got any great thoughts on the outrights. That's the problem. I'd probably go for the draw if I was going for anything, but I'm going to go for Adebayor to score and look like the Messiah.
Derek, do you like anything in this match?
Well, I'm cursing this match because, you know, when you get to the fourth round of the Cup, what you want are two teams or two managers you know are going to set the stall out for the FA Cup, and then you'll be putting them in doubles and trebles or whatever. And yet here they are, there's two that you know are bang at it for the FA Cup, and they're playing each other. It's sod's law for punters. I can't back Palace at these kind of odds. They haven't been good at home all season, and they haven't won in 6 in the Premier League. And the signing of Adebayo improves Stoke's chances in my eyes. It's just I can't have them. And 11-5, so you mentioned the Stoke's poor away form, Lee, but you seem to be forgetting that they actually won at Anfield on Wednesday. Another win under their belts.
But the disappointment will be, they'll be disappointed though, won't they?
Yeah, but they looked a tidy side. You know what, yeah. I looked at it and that looked like a side without a weakness to me.
They've got some great players, haven't they, going forward? Yeah. Shaqiri and Arnautovic and Afellay is a fantastic player.
Let some goals in though, guys. 3 at Leicester, 1 at Donny, 2 at West Brom, 3 at Everton. You know, it's all right. You know, they've got to score some goals. You know, they might well score more than Palace, by the way, but, you know, they have got to score some goals to get past teams at the minute.
Oh, I mean, 11-5, I think it's too big. I think these two sides should be a lot closer in the betting than this. So I'm going to go for Stoke.
Over 2.5 goals is a good price here.
13 to 10
under 2.5 is 4-7.
My Adebayor shout, by the way, is relying on him playing. I forgot to say that, you know, obviously. But, you know, his fitness might not permit him to play. But on each occasion he's made his first appearance in the Premier League.
Yep.
For Arsenal, Man City and Tottenham, he scored.
Right, okay.
Debut. So maybe I'll wait till they play... is it Bournemouth, I think, they've got next? I'll go for... If Adebayor's not playing, I'll go for the draw.
Let's finish with Aston Villa and Manchester City. Aston Villa 19-5, the draw 14-5. Man City in the betting at 8-13 in this match. Enhanced odds, Jordan Ayew to score and Villa to win is 12-1. And Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win 3-1. Manchester City have come past Aston Villa in the last 3 meetings in the Cup, including a 3-0 fifth round win back in 2011. And of course, that year they went on and lifted the FA Cup. Aston Villa have been pretty good at home in the FA Cup recently. They've scored in each of their last 12 home games in the FA Cup. And they've scored 2 or more on 10 occasions. They've actually won more cup games than league games this season, Aston Villa. Derek, your thoughts on this?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to stick to my guns in opposing Manchester City in the Cup. Remember in the last round they played at Norwich, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to go for Norwich here because I thought City would do a Chelsea of last season and basically just throw it away, you know, with the competition they don't want to be in. It's Pellegrini's last season. Leaving City after winning the FA Cup. Big deal. Yahoo. He wants to win the title and possibly the Champions League. This is a competition too far in my eyes. It might change my mind a little bit if City go out against Everton in the League Cup. The thought of then going out against Villa in the FA Cup for 3 or 4 days later might be, you know, it might change his mindset. But at this moment, I'm convinced that City don't care about the FA Cup. Yeah, you'll say, well, hang on, they won 3-0 at Norwich in the last round. That's because Norwich cared even less. And I'm going to go for Villa. They're showing signs of an improvement. They went to Man City a few weeks ago. Was it Remy Gard's first match? Drew 0-0. Was that at City or was that at Villa? I can't remember now. But they drew 0-0 with them and were full value for that point. 19-5. I just think against a side that, in my eyes, definitely will not be at it, that's a decent price.
Okay. Aston Villa.
Well, however much Man City are at it, as Derek pointed out, Norwich were at it less, and Aston Villa will be at it less as well.
You reckon?
Oh, what? Why would they go for it? He will still think that they can amass points in the Premier League.
Well, it did them no harm last season, did it? Getting to the FA Cup final, they stayed up.
Yeah, true. But I mean, that was about ego, surely, wasn't it? You know, it was Tim Sherwood, I think, more than anything else. I don't think French manager, no love for the FA Cup here, I don't think.
Well, he could have easily gone out against Wickham then. You know, everybody expected them to in the last round. Got a replay and then won it convincingly in the replay. You know, there was a perfect opportunity for them to go out there.
I'm not suggesting that they try and chuck a game. And they did draw 1-1 at Wickham. I mean, and it took them ages in the second leg. They weren't the better side in the second leg. It wasn't until the 75th minute they broke through. It was a struggle.
Yeah, good side, Wickham, though.
In that 0-0, you're right, it was back in November when they went, I think it was one of his first games in charge, and they were at home to Man City, they shut up shop and got a 0-0 draw. I think City had about nine shots on goal, but they weren't particularly great in front of goal. There was a difference, though. Boney was up front. If Aguero's up front in this, they win the game. 10-11 to score any time, 4-1 to score two or more. You know, I'd gladly, if he's in a team, whatever game Sergio Aguero plays in, whether it's on a piece of grass with his mates somewhere in Argentina, yeah, or it's the FA Cup, or it's the Premier League, or it's the Champions League final, he wants to score goals, and I think he will. Just put Sergio Aguero in your bet, whichever way you want, whether that's Aguero and Man City to win, or him to score any time, or him to score two or more. I'd take that.
Okay, Aston Villa for Derek and Lee, looking at something pro Sergio Aguero on Saturday. 3 p.m. that match between Aston Villa and Man City. Let's finish as we always do with the naps, chaps. No success on last week's podcast, unfortunately. Lee, you're leading us off this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go for that. I'm tempted with the -2 on Tottenham, but I'm going to go for the -1 just to be safe here. Was it 19-20?
It is.
I think it was at -1. So I'll go for. No, I won't. I'll go -2. I need to close the gap.
Need to close
minus
the gap.
-2, 5-2. Let's go for it.
-2, 5-2 for Mr. Phelps. Tottenham to beat Colchester, -2 goals on the handicap. Derek?
Well, you know, we're both going to be fighting for the same one at Anfield.
I'm not going for that one at Anfield, so you can have that if you want.
Okay, West Ham for me, 17-5 to win at Liverpool.
I'm going to go for Eden Hazard to get two or more goals in the game against MK Dons.
Jeez, 17, that's right out of left field.
17-2. I think he's going to come back with an absolute bang this weekend.
That's some shout.
There you go. Tottenham -2 at 5-2 away at Colchester. West Ham at 17-5 away at Liverpool at Anfield, and Eden Hazard to score two or more at the MK Dons at 17-2, 145.3-1.
Lovely.
I think that's the biggest treble we've had this season.
Wow. So you won't want to miss out on that one, would you?
You can't miss out on that.
Surely.
Tottenham -2, West Ham, and Eden Hazard 2 or more at 17-2.
Just a quick word, there's a few games we haven't done in the FA Cup fourth round. They will be on the league podcast, which Alex and Pete do. So they'll be covering off those matches involving, I think there's Bury versus Hull, isn't there? There's Reading versus Walsall, Shrewsbury versus Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Bolton versus Leeds, so they'll cover those ones off. There's nothing else that you saw, Derek, was there? Maybe chuck Arsenal in with that?
No, if there's going to be an upset, it'll come at Arsenal.
Really?
I think
Burnley
have got
it.
I've given Burnley a squeak there. Only because I don't see Arsenal being motivated for this game.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I was looking.
I just want a bigger price on that, Derek. You know, looking at 7-1
yeah,
Burnley.
Yeah, good.
I thought they might be shared. Yeah, shared bigger.
Yeah, true. I've been looking at the other games, you know, and seeing what I can, if there's anything in there. But you look at, I couldn't see the Arsenal Burnley one. I looked at Peterborough's form, but West Brom at home. I mean, Pulis generally doesn't care too much about the cup. Forest versus Watford, I couldn't really make too much of an argument. I tell you what I did look at, though. I looked at Portsmouth at home to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Portsmouth have been on a really good run until they lost to Oxford. Scoring goals at home, you know, beat York 6-0, beat Hartlepool 4-0. I'm not saying they're brilliant sides, beat Crawley 3. So that might be the one where you look and think, well, can Portsmouth spring a surprise? 2-1 to beat a Premier League team.
Yeah, no, sure. I was looking at that as well.
What?
2-1? I was thinking about that. When I looked through the fixture, I was thinking, maybe Portsmouth can win, but you wouldn't want to be backing them at 2-1.
The other side of the coin, Ole, one bet I was looking at, Bury in League One, they're at home to a Championship side in Hull. Well, and Hull, in my eyes, will definitely be going all guns for the Championship and promotion. Yeah. I don't think Steve Bruce will be interested in the FA Cup at all, even though he got to the final one year, of course, didn't he? And 14-5, Bury. I mean, I'd much rather be on that than Portsmouth to beat Bournemouth.
Fair point. I didn't look at that one in depth, so yeah. Well, should we do the other games that we didn't do?
Chaps, thank you for your company. Thank you, Derek.
Cheers, lads.
Thank you, Mr. Phelps.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening as well. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, at Lee Phelps, at BetLikeAPro, and at D Kellner. And make sure you download this podcast via audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill, or you can catch us on iTunes as well. And myself, Lee and Derek, we'll be back for the midweek Premier League coupon.
Fancy that, Derek? Next Monday?
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah,
full,
sure.
Full midweek fixture list.
We'll do all our planning on the podcast.
Yeah, looking forward to
I'll
that.
I'll text you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast, and we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.